Ideal interactions in married life.
What is the method to improve life?
To go on the right path, Dada.
For how long should you try to improve your life? How many years? How many days? How many hours? How will it improve?
I really don't know, Dada.
Aha. That is why it does not improve. Really, you only need to work to improve 2 days. First, improve your working day, and second, improve your holiday. Only 2 days need to be improved from the morning to night. If you change these two around, all others will change. If you make changes and arrange them in a certain way, then the rest will follow. You don't have to make changes over a long period of time. Only these 2 days need to be organized. When these 2 days are organized, all the rest will automatically be included.
How do you make these arrangements?
When you wake up in the morning, finish whatever prayers you want to. You should make it a custom to wake up early in the morning. Aim to wake up by 5 in the morning, and then for half an hour, devote your time to meditate on higher things. If you have a religion that you follow, then perform your devotional duties for the next half hour. This should then carry on every day. Then get up and brush your teeth, etc. Have a systematic approach even when you are brushing your teeth. Fetch your own toothbrush. Do everything yourself. You should not ask anyone for anything. It is a different matter if you are sick. After tea and breakfast, you may suggest to your wife that since there was not enough sugar in the tea, then perhaps tomorrow she can add a little more. Just make her aware of it, but don't start quarreling. After breakfast, go to work and fulfill your duties there. Leave your home without any quarrels. And if you have a conflict at work with your boss, then settle your mind on the way home. Leave your work problems at work. Enter your home with a quiet mind. Do not have any disputes in the home. If you fight with your boss, what fault is it of your poor wife? Do you have disagreements with your boss or not?
I do, Dada.
Then what fault is it of your wife? When you come home after fighting with your boss, then she'll know that you are not in a good mood. Does that happen?
Yes, Dada.
So organize one working day in this manner and one holiday. There are only two different kinds of days. There is not a third kind of a day, is there? So organize these 2 days and then things will move along.
Now what should we do for a holiday?
On your day off, you should take your family for an outing, since they do not go out much. Have a nice meal at home, make good food, and then take them out. Limit your expense when you go out. If sometimes you have to spend extra money, then you can budget it out, but limit your expenses. Decide all this with the approval of your wife. Let your wife make the decisions.
She will say, eat with me, that is sweet bread at home, and do not go out and eat pizza.
Eat with me joyfully. Eat everything. Eat thokla, eat jalebi, eat whatever you like.
But shouldn't we eat pizza at a restaurant outside?
Eat pizza? How can we eat pizza? We uphold the practice of purity in food. Despite this, if you are really fond of it, eat several times, but gradually stop it. Do it very slowly and gradually. If you put a stop to it suddenly, that is wrong. You should eat along with everyone and then gradually stop it.
Dada, what should I do if the wife does not enjoy cooking?
Then change your preference to other dishes. There are many varieties of dishes. Change your preferences. If you don't like a certain flavor, then have her change the spices to your liking. What is there to eat in a pizza? If you organize your life in this manner, it will run smoothly. In the morning, if you devote half an hour to your prayers and devotional singing, then things will fall into place. You have received Jnana already, so now you have become wise. However, those who do not have Jnana will need to do some bhakti. But as for you, you are on the right path. This Akram Vijnan does not interfere with your daily life. All other forms of religions or spiritual knowledge have relative contempt for the worldly life. This science does not offend the worldly life in the least bit. It remains within the confines of its reality and does not offend anything at all. The ultimate light, that is knowledge, is where not even a single being is hurt in the slightest degree. Even the opponent will become pacified and they will say, "We have our differences, but at the same time, I have a lot of respect for you." They will say such good things. However, the opposition will always be there. There is opposition against the Gnani as well as the fully enlightened Tirthankar. Therefore, there will always be opposition. Not everyone has the same viewpoints. Not everyone can be on the same level of thinking. At home, your interactions should be filled with harmony. Your wife should feel that she will never find a husband like you, and you should feel like you will never find a wife like her. When this happens, your life together is considered worthy.
There is no parallel to your talks of spirituality. But your talks about the worldly life are also second to none. They are extraordinary, Dada.
It is like this. No one has been able to attain liberation without understanding the worldly life as it is. No matter how priceless the knowledge of the self is, without understanding the worldly life, no one has attained liberation. That is because the world has to let you go. If it does not, then what will you do? You are a pure soul for sure, but the world has to let you go also. Instead, you go around complicating your worldly life even more. So now, that is after Gnan, bring about an end and solve your worldly problems as quickly as possible. Jai Satchidananda.